Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shehinah. This podcast is here to support us during these times of accelerating energy of ascension in order to remember, to embody, to integrate our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And in this episode, we are going to talk about this new lunar cycle we're entering into, the new lunar cycle of Scorpio of Heshvan. And the new moon is exact on the 21st of October, which is a Tuesday, 8:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5:24 a.m. Pacific Time, and 2:24 p.m. Central European Time. And this moon is very, very, very intense. There is a deep and profound energy of transformation, of deep challenges that are designed to elevate you, challenges that are designed to create that pressure that builds and creates that diamond life energy. It is a potent time. This moon is happening at 28 degrees of Libra, and it begins the new lunar cycle of Heshvan, Scorpio, as I mentioned. 28 degrees of Libra. 28 is the number 10. 10 has to do with oneness. 10 encompasses all of the energies of all of the numbers that came before it. 10 is the radiant body, the light body. 10 is a very potent energy of union. It is an energy of the portal into the Garden of Eden. And when we speak about the Garden of Eden, it is a return to your primordial essence, a return to your true nature, a return to your oneness with the divine, that place, that primordial part of you that is your soul, that has never been in separation, never been in duality, that is always in unity with the divine, that knows it is sovereign, knows it is a conscious co-creator of reality. It is the power and the prosperous energy that occurs when we align with commitment, with that commitment that is the soul contract, that creative expression of power. It is balance. It is cultivating your radiance. And of course, it is oneness, as I mentioned. It is a potent energy that activates not only your divine essence, but anchors it into the earth, because the 10, there are 10 sephirot, the 10 is the number that corresponds to the Malchut. The Malchut is the physical plane. So it is the channeling of all of the higher dimensions, all of those higher frequencies into physicality. So in essence, it is manifestation. It is the manifestation of the unseen into the seen through the sacred portal of our physical vessel. And this cycle of Scorpio, it is a cycle of revealing the deep mysteries. It is a cycle of stillness, of deep and powerful transformation, of a remembrance of our sovereignty, a fine-tuning of our relationship with power. So it is potent energy, especially because there are quite a few significant geometric positionings in the sky happening at this moon. There is a kite formation. There are two grand trines. There is the grand cross. There are four oppositions. And all of this cosmic astrological information, all of it means that this is a very important moon. This is very important for our growth, for our transformation, for liberating ourselves of the illusions, for truly stepping into our soul mission, our purpose, our alignment, for shedding the layers. Because just as there are two images that come into mind when I think of this Scorpio energy. One is, of course, that poison into medicine, that Scorpio, that scorpion that can easily sting you, but it can also, through that death, rebirth you into a higher octave of yourself. Also, the phoenix rebirthing from its own ashes comes to mind, as well as the snake shedding its skin. Those are the three archetypal energies that are being felt right now. We are going into a cycle where it's about deep purification, and Scorpio represents collective karma, the karma of humanity. And we can see the karma of humanity playing out in the world at this time. And you can feel incredibly hopeful because you cannot ascend without first addressing the shadow. Or you can feel incredibly disheartened at all of the chaos and uncertainty and the instability that is going on. I will say this, it is important. It is so important. I cannot stress this enough. To be willing to unravel and unveil yourself. Be willing to see with the true sight. Be willing to strip yourself bare of all of your illusions, of all of your prejudices, of all of your programs, limitations, of everything that you think you are and that you think you know, and allow yourself to delve into the mysteries. Delve into the sacred wisdom that already exists within your soul. We cannot do this if we are in the ego. We cannot do this if we are in fear. If we are running programs of fear, of separation, of limitation, of doubt, of guilt, of shame, of blame, of always thinking that it is the other person that is doing something, we will not be able to access the wisdom. If we are in the ego, we will not be able to access wisdom. How's that saying go? There's wisdom chases that person, but you know, he runs faster because of your ego. The ego that is not in alignment with the soul, that is not serving divine soul purpose, is the trap that is, we see it everywhere. We see it rampant with social media. We see it rampant with the freaking pharmaceutical situation. We see it rampant in technology, where there is no wisdom. There is simply the desire for to be God, basically. The desire of the human being in the ego to want to be God. And it's not a wanting to be God, knowing from the knowing that you are divine essence that is flowing through you. It is wanting to emulate God without doing the inner work, without purification, without letting go of the ego, having zero humility. It is that kind of wanting to surpass the divine. There is nothing that can be conjuncted or concocted by the human mind that the cosmos has not done better. That divine God, goddess, source, infinite consciousness, whatever you want to call it, has not done better. There just isn't. Because there is an intelligence, there is a divine intelligence to all of creation that the human mind cannot comprehend. And if we do not have the humility to recognize that by being in human form, we are limited by our human expression, then we will continue to fall into the trap that caused the fall of Atlantis, caused the fall of Lemuria, that has caused the fall of civilizations. Whether, you know, they're the Roman Empire, the Ottoman Empire, doesn't matter which empire. Ultimately, it is the human ego, unchecked and devoid of wisdom, that leads to the decline of a civilization. Do your history, go into it, do your homework, read books, you know, and stop paying attention to the little snippets of information that we can get and glean all over the place. Your algorithm, your social media, your news outlets, they are designed to keep you in a one-track mind. They are designed to feed you what you want to see, and but not to expand you, not to allow you to think critically so you can form an intelligent, objective, unifying, constructive opinion as to what is going on. Because if we actually were able to see all sides of a situation, or at least two or more sides, we would recognize that the game that is being played is one of divide and conquer. And divide and conquer has served them motherfuckers way too long. It is up to us to unite and to come into union with your higher self, with divine wisdom, with your soul. It is our responsibility. And these aspects of this moon are amplifying this energy, because we have, I mentioned a kite formation, I mentioned the Grand Cross, I mentioned two Grand Trines. So the Grand Trines, let's start with the beautiful energy, okay? We're going to start with the beautiful energy because that's the energy that is that is available to us. If we are able to transcend the duality and opposition in this chart, because the purpose of squares and oppositions are to allow us to come into harmony, to come into union, to transcend a challenging situation, to allow that challenge to make us go deeper into who we are, into our alignment, and to choose the frequency that we want to birth into the world. That is the purpose of all of these challenges, whether it's a cosmic astrological alignment or whether it is a challenge in your own life. It is not there to thwart you. It is not a punishment. It is not, oh, I must be a sinner, therefore all this bad stuff is happening to me. No, it is there to fine tune your soul. It is there to elevate you. It is there to strengthen your muscles, because we've forgotten how powerful we are. We've forgotten our oneness. We've forgotten our true essence. We were a species with amnesia, and we are now awakening and remembering who we are. So the first grand trine is a water trine. It is Jupiter in Cancer, Saturn in Pisces, which is conjunct Neptune at 0 degrees of Aries. And it is also in a trine also with a conjunction of Mercury and Mars in Scorpio. Okay. So we have the energy, the merging of the mind with action. We have the merging of the subconscious, the soul in its expansive self, and Saturn, which is the energy that wants you to fulfill your soul contract, with the energy of expansion, Jupiter. Together, these energies are pushing us in the direction of our mission, in the direction of actually doing the thing that needs to be done, in the direction of not only being in the mind, but being in action. Not only using our intuition, Neptune, But making that intuition, transforming that intuition into deep, aligned action, action that is in alignment with your soul, in alignment with what it is that you contracted to do this lifetime. That is the first trine. The second trine is between Venus in Libra, Uranus in Gemini, and Pluto in Aquarius. And this is the trine that is in a kite formation, because there are two sextiles between Uranus, Neptune, that Neptune-Saturn trine again, conjunction again, with Pluto. And then we have the opposition of Venus with Saturn and Neptune. Venus, the planet of love, beauty, harmony, creation, the Garden of Eden, the Venus energies, abundance, fertility, flow, opposing Neptune, planet of illusion, but also the planet of our soul, unencumbered by the body, our soul in its most expansive state with the taskmaster, the one that wants us to do the thing that we came here to do. It is up to us to harmonize the desire for ease and flow, to know that ease and flow and abundance and fertility and creation, all, it doesn't just magically appear. It is something that must be worked on. We must harmonize our intuition, our inner knowing, our connection to the infinite consciousness that is our soul, with concrete action. And when we're able to do this, we activate the trine. We activate the spiritual awakening, Uranus, the Kundalini awakening, the celestial Kundalini. We activate deep and powerful transformation. We activate growth. We activate the part of ourselves that we thought we couldn't reach, because this is a profoundly healing time. It is a profoundly, it's a time of deep awakening. It's a time when, if we are not careful, it will be a rough awakening. There will be things and secrets, because Scorpio is the ruler. Scorpio is ruled by Mars in biblical astrology. In modern astrology, it's ruled by Pluto. Either way you slice it, whether it's Pluto and Mars, both of those energies, Pluto is the deep, dark, shadow, underworld energy that really exposes the underlying belly of what needs to be healed. Mysteries, secrets, death, rebirth, profound transformation, all of that is Scorpio Pluto energy. Pluto is the planet that is going to make you go into the depths so you can find the light, which is also associated with the noon, which is the letter that created the Aramaic Hebrew creation frequency that created Scorpio. Let's get into Mars for a second. Mars is the warrior. Mars is a divine masculine energy. It is an archetype of forward momentum, of taking action, of basically taking no prisoners and just going for whatever it is that you want to go for. Moving forward in a very strong, grounded, aligned way. That is the energy of Mars. So these two energies, the rulers of Scorpio, are showing us what can be done if we allow ourselves to peel away the illusions. Strip yourself bare of the illusions. Strip yourself bare of who you think you are, of what you've been taught, how you've been programmed, how you were raised, who you think you are, all of it. Strip yourself bare of all of these, completely naked. Naked begins with the noon. Strip yourself bare of all illusions. Strip yourself bare of your attachments to the material, the physical, the tangible world, because all of that is not the truth. The truth is, it is light. It is, you are soul incarnated. You are divine spark, divine essence in a human form. You are infinite love. The truth is, you are far more powerful than you've been led to believe. We've allowed ourselves to be manipulated by fear, by doubt, by limitations, by karmas, by traumas, identifying with personalities and agendas that are not truth and are not us. And yet we think that they are, because that is what we have been taught and entrained to. Your frequency has been entrained to a specific vibration. Now that we are shifting beyond that, this is where the challenges arise. This is where the oppositions and the square, the grand cross is coming in, because it is here to shake us up, to shake the foundations of who we are, so we can decide with eyes wide open who we really are. What are we here to do? Are we going to continue to dilly-dally and fuck around and not do what our soul chose to do through our vessel? Or are we going to align and rise and expand and embody the light that we are? We can continue to play the game of duality, to live in separation, to live in duality, to live through the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, as opposed to the tree of life. We can choose to do that. We absolutely have free will in order to do that. However, that is not what we are here to do. If you are here to expand and to awaken, you will be listening and you will be seeing and feeling your entire world being shaken up and you having to make the choice of who are you, what is it that you are going to align with, and what vibration are you going to attune yourself to? It is up to us. We have the opposition also. The sun and the moon are opposing Chiron, the wounded healer in Aries. We have Jupiter opposing Pluto. And we have these squares between Chiron, Jupiter, the sun and the moon, and Pluto. This pressure can destroy us. This pressure is supposed to destroy us. This pressure is supposed to dissolve everything that we think we are, everything that is false, everything that is not truth, everything that is not our soul, everything that is not you needs to be dissolved. It needs to be crushed and pressurized into a new form. Everything that is not in alignment with the soul, with the divine, with the light, needs to be stripped bare, alchemized, and transmuted. And just like the deep, intense pressure of the earth creates the diamonds, same with us. This deep and intense pressure in our lives, it is here to forge us into our higher self, to make us align on a deeper level, to make us trust and surrender. It's okay to not know how things are going to work out. It's okay, because your ego wants to know how things are going to work out and tries to analyze and put things in boxes and in corners and in neat little stacks, neat little checklists of this blah blah blah, the B comes after A and then C and then D. That's what your mind and the ego like to do. They like to quantify and to think, to go into the false narrative that they are in control. But you're not. Your mind is not in control. When you surrender, when you align with the divine, when you align with your soul, you are surrendering to a higher wisdom. You are opening yourself up, bearing yourself to receive higher wisdom and allowing that infinite wisdom of the cosmos, of the divine, of God, Goddess, Alaha, to flow through you and to move you in the direction and in the alignment of your soul mission, of your contract, of what you came here to do. All of it is for you. This moon is about profound awakening, deep healing, this whole cycle, transformation, expansion through alignment and integrity. Lean into these challenges. Our relationship with power is transforming. We must be willing to see through the illusions. What is being shown to us is only a mere fraction of the truth. And it is the truth contorted into a form that is going to control us as a humanity and is going to divide us further. We must go beyond that narrative. Now is the time to move beyond the narrative. Move beyond what you are seeing. Lean into the deep wisdom. Nun, the Aramaic Hebrew creation frequency, created Scorpio. And as it created Scorpio, Nun is the fish. It is the symbol of Yeshua. It is the cosmic yoni, the cosmic portal. It is about giving and receiving. It is about the wisdom, the chokhmah, accessing deep wisdom, revealing, allowing deep wisdom to be revealed to you. And we cannot have this wisdom revealed to us if we are stuck in the mind, stuck in the ego, stuck in separation. It's not going to be shown. It's just not. We must cultivate deep humility. Deep humility, knowing that we are creation. We are the divine in human form, but we are vessels of divine energy. It's not us that is affecting change. It's not us that's doing the thing. It's divine flow working through us. And the more that we try to compare ourselves and try to be like, oh, well, look, I'm better than that person, the more we're not in divine flow. We're not in alignment with divine essence. We're in the ego. We cannot be in divine flow and in alignment with source and God, Goddess, and in alignment with the divine and be comparing ourselves to others. Your soul is too busy doing what it needs to be doing to be distracted by whatever other people are doing. That's not your business. Not your monkeys and not your circus. This is the time to harmonize opposites, to create balance, to create alignment, to choose the frequencies you want to embody. Dalet created Mars. Mars is the biblical ruler of Scorpio Heshvan, this Heshvan portal. Dalet is the doorway. It is the initiation. We are going into the winter season during these months. We are being initiated into a new level of consciousness during this lunar cycle. And we can allow this pressure to alchemize whatever is dense and needs to be transformed in us, or we can crumble. How do we allow this pressure to turn us into brilliant diamonds? That is the question. We must make a habit, a conscious effort, to continue to align to our heart space, because in our heart we will find the keys to access divine wisdom, to allow your soul to lead and guide you. It is in the heart. It is by letting go of judgment, expectations, letting go of guilt, letting go of shame, letting go of fear. Fear is the devil, because fear will confuse you. Fear will keep you in separation. Fear will keep you in a loop of thinking that you have to fight instead of surrendering and aligning. Fear will keep you stuck in the same karmic loops. And it is difficult to truly surrender and allow. And it is a constant practice. It is a constant practice to remind ourselves that we are infinite, that our soul is what needs to guide us. It is a constant practice. We align with the soul through breath work, through meditations, through mantras, through mudras, through sound activations, all of these ways, through taking a conscious walk in nature, through meditating, through hugging a tree, through looking and receiving the light codes from the sun or from the moon or both. All of that allows us to come back into the stillness, the home that is your heart, and fine-tune your alignment. Your frequency is up to you. You can try to tell people, "Oh, I'm not judging," but you are. And those who are attuned to energy know you're judging. They know what you're saying without you saying it. Your words are meaningless. When you understand frequency, when you tune into energy, someone's words, absolute bullocks, worthless, because you sense what is happening behind the words. You sense the frequency that that person is operating from. And when you can sense the frequency that that person is coming from, you can choose to either engage or to disengage. Not from a place of judgment or from, "I'm better and I don't need to be doing that." No, but from a place of honoring your own personal boundaries. And by boundaries, I do not mean the fake ones that we create around our heart to keep us in separation and to basically keep us numb to what we are truly feeling. I mean the boundaries that honor your soul. I mean the boundaries that are there to keep your energy field intact and flowing. Because when we give, we receive. Everything is an interaction. And when we overgive, when there is no exchange, then we are, in essence, creating a deficit in our lives, creating a spiritual deficit that needs to be fulfilled. And that imbalance is not what we want. We want to be in harmony. We want to be in alignment. Your heart knows. Your heart is your biggest asset. Because when you are breathing into your heart and truly choosing to align to the highest energies, the highest aspect of your soul, your guides of infinite light and love, and trusting the wisdom, that's when everything begins to unfold and flow, and everything speaks to you. What you see, everything you see becomes a message and becomes an energy that reinforces your alignment or shows you where you need to fine-tune that alignment, where we need to course correct. Everything is up to us. It is authenticity, integrity, and alignment. This is what we must be working on during this cycle and beyond, but particularly with these challenging aspects. What is going to get us through and allow us to harmonize these squares and these oppositions and to access the energy of the grand trines is integrity, authenticity, alignment. Being willing to surrender the ego, surrender the lesser self, surrender all parts of you. Allow yourself to be consumed by the divine flame. And as you are consumed by the divine flame, trusting that it is only that which needs to be alchemized that is being burned off, so that you can reveal your infinite light. And that infinite light is what is going to light the world. It is your infinite light that is going to align you more deeply with your soul, with your mission, with your soul tribe. If you don't speak your truth, you're going to constantly be getting fake motherfuckers all around you. You just are. Because you yourself are not in alignment. You are not in integrity. And this came to me earlier today. If you do not speak from your heart, you're going to continue not being seen, not being received. You're going to continue having people that are just not in alignment show up and try to thwart you. You must be ironclad in your resolve to align to your highest timeline, to your highest self, to the divine. That must be your guiding North Star. That you are choosing to align to the highest frequencies, the highest timeline, the highest embodiment of your light. And you are willing to say what needs to be said, to do what needs to be done. The people-pleasing phase is over. We're not doing that anymore. Because it's that people-pleasing that has gotten us where we've gotten. That's why most people don't really have real relationships. They have trauma bonds. They don't have people that they can actually speak to because they have a bunch of yes people around them. Like, oh yeah, whatever you say. No, you want people to challenge you. You want people to speak to the truth of who you are and to help you reveal that truth. And that truth is you, your alignment to the divine. It has nothing to do with them. And someone who is a true teacher will know that. A true friend will know that it's got nothing to do with them. They are just a vessel helping you align just as you help them align. Truth, integrity, authenticity, alignment, transformation, embodiment. Enough with the pussyfooting around. Speak your truth. If you want something, say it. If you feel something, say it. Do your best not to say it in anger. Remember, anger is not, there's no such thing as sacred rage. I don't care what you've been told or what you see on social media. There's no such thing. Rage must be alchemized because it's a dense energy. When you are in alignment with your heart, you understand there's no point in rage. There's no point in guilt. There's no point in shame. There's no point. All of it are just lower frequencies. You can choose to dabble in them if that's what you want to do. That's okay. Or you can choose to rise above them and to be in love, to be in compassion, to be in harmony. Many of us have been raised in toxic environments. Scorpio in the shadow is incredibly toxic energy. toxic, manipulative, vindictive, incredibly toxic energy. And many of us, myself included, were raised with that energy. That energy of guilt, of manipulation, of shame, of using people's emotions in order for you to get the best of them. Manipulating, obfuscating, saying the truth but not with the true words, you know, just twisting the truth to fit your agenda. That is not truth. But we have the ability to transcend and to not live in that duality. It doesn't, and this isn't a blame game. This isn't like, oh, well, this is how I was raised. So, you know, if I say that was wrong, then somehow I'm shaming my parents. No, you're not. It is simply an acknowledgement of where you've been. You can choose to do better. We can all choose to do better. That does not mean we don't appreciate and recognize that those situations had to be the way they were in order for us to be where we are now. You can appreciate and honor the past without, by speaking your truth, without blaming and shaming. It is possible to do all of those things in the same breath. It is possible to send love to a toxic family member and to create boundaries around you to protect you, but to still send them love because you understand that's simply the role they chose this lifetime. Their soul is light, and you can see that light. Doesn't mean you put yourself in the line of fire. It means you recognize there's a difference and you can honor them from a distance. That is what we must learn to do. Instead of engaging with toxicity, thinking that if we just turn the other cheek, which technically isn't even the right translation of it, of that saying, which is a story for another day. But we have the ability to stop the flow of negativity, of toxicity, of karma, of trauma. We have the ability to stop that flow through us, through our actions, through our choosing a higher vibrational frequency and training ourselves to a higher dimension and bringing that dimension into our physicality. This is what we are doing with this work. This is what we are doing for this new lunar cycle. This is what we are doing on this ascension journey. This is the plan. So there's nothing to be fearful of. Yes, it's a challenging moon. And it needs to be challenging in order to wake people up. And for you, you might not feel this moon that much because you're already doing the deep work and going deep within and clearing out the muck. So for some of us, it may be easier than others. And yet for others, it may be challenging because there's stuff, deep family, karmic stuff that needs to be worked on. And that's okay too. But we have the ability to rise above and to transcend, to shift our awareness and to embody a higher frequency and ground that frequency into our malchut. This is about grounding the higher energies into our physicality, into our physical experience. This is what we are doing this cycle. And so happy new moon. Blessings on this new cycle of Heshvan. If you enjoyed this, like, share, subscribe. You can follow me on social media at Auria Lara, at Embodying the Shekhinah, and on YouTube at Auria Lara. Don't forget to listen to the sound activation for this lunar cycle of Heshvan. And of course, like, share, subscribe. 5-star reviews are really helpful, helping this podcast grow and expand and reach more people. And as always, if you have any questions, you can feel free to reach out to me. Wonderful course, self-paced course, Wheel of Fire is coming, initiating on November 11th. We also have a sound activation and a ceremony for November 11th, a manifestation creation energy portal that is this 1111 portal. So I do check below the links for the Wheel of Fire course and for the sound activation ceremony. If that calls to you, I really would love to be in circle with you. And I'm wishing you a blessed day of the goddess, a wonderful new lunar cycle of Scorpio Heshvan. Make the most of this energy. It is here for you. It is here to allow you to expand and to embody more of your radiant light. Have a blessed day. Ahava.